Hello and welcome to PC Roger. This post is about HDTV with internet, the differences between plasma, LCD, and LED technologies. As would happen, our 8-year-old Toshiba 52-inch projection TV decided to freak out with convergence problems, putting us in the market for new HDTV with internet. So I decided it was time to refresh my memory on the different technologies available and how all that intertwined with the new 3D TV technology. A good 3D TV will give you 240 Hz of refresh rate as compared to 120 Hz on your 2D models. What this means is that even if you are not watching 3D content, a good 3D HDTV is capable of a nicer, sharper picture than a non-3D TV. So don't avoid 3D TV just because you don't expect to watch cartoons. There will obviously be more and more content in 3D coming soon. ESPN Sports offers a couple channels right now, but only on DirecTV, I think. Dish Network is expected to have some 3D channels perhaps in March 2011, probably sports. The catch with 3D glasses. The catch is that to watch a 3D HDTV at all, without it looking blurry, is to have a set of 3D glasses matched to that TV. Currently they run about $150 each, so don't expect to invite 20 friends over to watch 3D football in the holidays or Super Bowl. The next thing is this. If you buy 5 sets of glasses for this TV, and you decide to upgrade TVs in a few years and keep the glasses, you'll have to stay with the same brand of TV. The glasses are not interchangeable between vendors. That encourages brand loyalty. Naturally, many new sets come with 2 pairs of glasses, but for most of us that's not enough. Plan on the glasses being replaced with the TV just to be on the safe side. They could be broken before then anyway. With the price of a nice 3D HDTV in 46-inch or above category already costing you upwards of $2,400, then add $300 or more for a couple or 3 more sets of glasses, then add $100, $150 per year for each year of warranty you want over and above the, you got to be kidding me, 1-year warranty they all offer, and now your $2,398 on sale set is costing more like $3,500, tax included. A less expensive HDTV option. For many years, I've taken the Gary North promoted concept of buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. But I'm kind of tempted to buy a good 2D set, sans any glasses or free Blu-ray player I don't need yet. Our PS3 does 2D Blu-ray just fine, and now with the recent firmware, the PS3 also does 3D Blu-ray. And I'll be able to get out the door for maybe $1,200 or less. Then in a couple of years when there actually is a lot of 3D content out there, the special glasses come down in price, and maybe there's a person or two fewer living here to buy them for anyway, then I might buy a nice big 3D HDTV and not have over $3,000 in it. Features. Well, a couple of the nice things I'm looking forward to with this new TV is USB connectivity for displaying slideshows like a big digital photo frame. And we can do that with our NAS too. And watching YouTube videos and other digital content without having to go through the PlayStation 3. Now, plasma versus LED versus LCD. Costs aside on all of this, the only reason I could see using LCD TV technology is if the HDTV is in a brightly lit room. LCD will give you the brightest, most readable picture in a sun-drenched room. LED will cost more, but you can get a nice picture in the right room light. Well, actually, kind of dark. Keep in mind that individual models will make all of this vary. I'm saying this with all other things equal, which they usually aren't. LED HDTVs can really do a nice job, but they won't look as great as a nice plasma set if the plasma set is in a nice dark theater room. Plasma looks the best, typically, but it uses about 35% more power and generates more heat. If you happen to live at very high altitude, plasma is known for potential problems because of that, but for most of us, no issue there. I am told that plasma burn-in is no longer an issue either. Now, Panasonic plasma HDTVs seem like a good product to beat in this category, and I've got a link there on the blog. No matter what set you get, 1080p is the resolution to go for. Some may argue for 1080i or interlaced, but there are a few sets that do 1080i, but not 1080p, at least among the new models. Now, the blackest blacks, LED and plasma, as long as you spend enough in that category, will generate the blackest blacks for gaming and other content where a gray background would not be the ultimate. And beware of blur. An LED HDTV you don't spend enough money on can give you a blur in fast action like sports or an action movie. Spending less money means less digital processor, so beware of that if you're an action fanatic. Another thing you may want to check for is if the set can do 24p true cinema display. Without it, you can get some jerking motions while watching movies. Motion pictures are filmed in 24 images per second, and if the TV cannot display 24 image progressive, there will be a less than optimal viewing experience. When it comes to HDTVs and